章七到二十一节。申命记九章七到二十一节，你当纪念不忘，你在旷野怎样惹耶和华你神发怒。自从你出了埃及地的那日，直到你们来到这地方，你们时常悖逆耶和华。你们在何烈山上又惹耶和华发怒，他恼怒你们，要灭绝你们。我上了山，要领受两块石板，就是耶和华与你们立约的板。那时我在山上住了四十昼夜，没有吃饭，也没有喝水。耶和华把那两块石板交给我，是神用指头写的。板上所写的是照耶和华在大会的日子，在山上从火中对你们所说的一切话。过了四十昼夜，耶和华把那两块石板，就是约板，交给我，对我说，你起来，赶快下去，因为你从埃及领出来的百姓已经败坏了自己，他们快快地偏离了我所吩咐的道，为自己铸成了偶像。耶和华又对我说，我看这百姓是应着景象的百姓，你且由着我，我要灭绝他们，将他们的民从天下涂抹，使你的后裔比他们成为更强更大的国。于是我转身下山，山被火烧冲，两块约板在我两手之中。我一看见你们得罪了耶和华你们的神，铸成了牛犊，快快地偏离了耶和华所吩咐你们的道，我就把那两块石板从我的手中扔下去，在你们眼前摔碎了。因你们所犯的一切罪，行了耶和华眼中看为恶的事，惹他发怒，我就像从前俯伏在耶和华前面前四十昼夜，没有吃饭，也没有喝水。我因耶和华向你们大发烈怒，要灭绝你们，就甚害怕。但那次耶和华又应允了我，耶和华也向亚伦甚是发怒，要灭绝他。那时我又为亚伦祈祷，我把那叫你们犯罪所铸的牛犊用火焚烧，又捣碎磨得很细，以致细如灰尘，我就把这灰尘撒在从山上流下来的溪水中。这是今天要证道的经文。
Thank you to Verona for leading worship this morning.
谢谢我们今天早上的敬拜团。
And for the children's moment too.
还有孩子的一个祷告事项，谢谢 Verona。
Thank you to Ben and Lulu for your wonderful husband and wife announcements.
谢谢我们这个报告事项。
And thank you, Pastor Doris, for leading us in prayer.
谢谢潘牧师还有我们的祝祷。
In this morning's sermon, you'll need to keep your fingers in Exodus 32 and Deuteronomy chapter 9.
那今天呢，我们的讲道中间，你要把你的手指头夹在我们的《申命记》和《出埃及记》两卷书中。
Exodus 32, Deuteronomy 9.
出埃及记32章，还有申命记 29?
Yeah.
29章。
Deuteronomy 9, yeah. In my teens, I had moments of brilliance and intelligence.
在我十几岁的时候，我也曾经聪明伶俐过。
But I also had more than a few moments of dumbness.
那当然也有很愚蠢的时候。
One time, I wanted to see how far I could cycle with my eyes shut.
那有一次我想要知道说我闭眼睛我能够骑脚踏车骑多远。
I rode into the back of a stationary car.
结果呢我撞上了一个静止不动的一个车子的后面。
One Christmas Eve evening, I was cycling with two friends in a dark forest on a narrow path.
那有一个圣诞夜的晚上，我跟两个朋友呢，我们在一个晚上的时候，我们骑着脚踏车到一个很黑暗的森林里面的狭窄的路当中。
In the distance, we saw a large puddle.
那很远的地方，我们看到前面有个水滩。
Each of us sped towards the puddle, hoping to be first and soak our friends.
那我们都一开始很用力的、很快速的骑车，想要能够溅上那个水花，把对方溅湿。
It was only when we were less than 5 meters from the puddle that we realized our mistake.
那直到我们到距离那个水滩大概5里的远的时候呢，我们发现说我们错了。
This wasn't a puddle, it was a very large tree trunk.
它不是水滩，它是一个很大的树干。
We all collided into the tree.
我们全部都撞上那个树干。
And that Christmas, I'm sure we all spoke several octaves higher.
所以那个圣诞节呢，我们讲话都高八度。
But the moment of stupidity that really stands out is when friends and I were on our bicycles speeding down a hill towards a main intersection.
那真的愚蠢的事情是我跟我朋友呢，我们从一个山坡上很快速的骑下来，想要骑到一个马路的十字路口中间。
The trick was to get as close to the intersection as possible, squeeze on the rear brake lever, and skid to a halt.
那我们的想法是说，我们能够很快速的冲到十字路口当中的时候呢，我们会踩越近越好，然后我们踩我们后面的后轮的刹车，然后我们就滑，然后就刹车。
All went well until I squeezed the rear brake lever.
事情都很好，直到了我开始按刹车的时候。
Nothing happened.
它没有用。
At that point, there's not much that can be done.
我不能够做任何事情。
That's when I discovered prayer.
那时候我开始发现说我可以祷告。
I hurtled into the intersection and came to a halt.
我冲到了一个十字路口当中，然后停下来了。
By God's grace, no vehicle was passing through the intersection at that time.
因着神的恩典，在那十字路口当中没有任何的车子。
If there had been, I probably would not be here now.
如果真的有事情发生的话，我今天可能不在这里了。
During this season of Lent, we are exploring scriptures that describe 40-day periods.
那在我们这个大灾期的期间呢，我们在看一些经文，它讲述了这40天的发生的事情。
Last week we saw how the blood sprinkled on the Israelites in Exodus chapter 24 meant they could approach God at Mount Sinai.
那上星期我们讲到的是出埃及记二十四章里面讲到说，怎么样洒血在以色列人身上，意思是说他们在西乃山上可以接近神。
The blood symbolized the covenant between Israel and God.
这个血代表是神跟以色列人他们所立的一个新约。
The Israelites promised to be faithful to God and He would lead them.
因为以色列人他们应许神说他们会忠贞，然后神会带领他们。
But while Moses is with God, the Israelites persuade Aaron, Moses' brother, to craft a golden bull.
但是当摩西他去山上见神的时候呢，他们那些以色列的百姓，他们说服了亚伦，就是摩西的他的哥哥，他们为他们造了一个金牛犊。
A replica of an Egyptian god for them to worship.
他的金牛犊就是一个埃及的一个神像，那他们能够借着这个东西，他们可以敬拜。
And so, like a newly married man on his wedding night, sleeping with someone other than his bride, the Israelites break their covenant with God.
就好像一个新婚之夜的时候，这个新郎没有跟他的新娘同房，他已经打破了他们中间的一个合约。以色列人他们也打碎了，打破了他们跟神之间的一个合约。
What was to be a beautiful relationship is crushed by unfaithfulness.
因为这个不忠贞，他们一个本来原本是一个很漂亮、美丽的关系，已经破碎了。
And in response, God wants nothing to do with the Israelites.
那神的回应就是说，他不想再理以色列人了。But
Moses pleads with God.
但是摩西他请求神。For
40 days, Moses prays for God to do the unthinkable.
有40昼夜，摩西他请求神做一些让他没有办法想象到的事情。To
give the Israelites another chance.
他求神再给以色列人一次的机会。And
Moses' prayer shows us how to pray.
那摩西他的祷告就告诉我们了，我们要怎么样的祷告。The
first thing that we discover is what we are to be like as we pray.
那第一件事情我们发现的就是说，在我们祷告的时候，我们要知道我们的心态是怎么样的。Imagine
a family member is heir to $10 million.
你想想看，说有一个家庭的成员，他即将可以继承1000万元。And
at the last minute, the family member shows contempt for the deceased. And the lawyers suggest that the inheritance go to you.
那比如说，那这个家庭成员呢，他最后的时候呢，他对这个死者，他非常藐视。那你的律师就说，应该你要继承这个财产。What
would you do?
你会怎么做呢？
Do you take the money, or do you insist that the money still goes to the family member?
你会不会拿这产业呢？还是你觉得说，你坚持说，no，这个产业应该要给那个家庭的那个成员？
Because of Israel's idolatry, in Deuteronomy 9 verse 14 and Exodus 32 verse 10, God plans to transfer the blessings meant for Israel to Moses.
那因为以色列他们崇拜的偶像呢，那就像在生命记九章十四节和出埃及记三十二章十节的时候，神所里面讲的，神把原来要给以色列的祝福，他转移要给摩西。
Moses will become the forerunner of a great people.
摩西会变成是一个伟大子民的一群伟大民族的一个祖先。
He's offered the inheritance.
他可以拥有这些产业。
He's offered the reward, the success, and the fame.
他可以有这些奖励和这些成功和这些名声。
But Moses says no.
但是摩西说不。
When we pray, we must put ourselves in the back seat. It's not about us.
那当我们祷告的时候，我们把自己放在后座，这不是关于我们自己。
When we first considered emigrating to Canada, Catherine did not want to move.
当我们开始，牧师在开始要想要移民到加拿大来的时候呢，他的太太 Catherine 她并不想要。
Her prayer was very simple but quite profound.
那她的她太太的祷告是非常简单的，但是非常深奥的。
Lord, I will argue with you about this, just do not let me win.
她这么祷告说：“神，我会继续跟你争论，但是求你不要让我赢。”
She knew that it must not be about her, but about God's will.
他知道说这个祷告并不是他自己，而是神他的旨意。
This is the way of Jesus.
这就是耶稣是这么所做的。
He prayed, Lord, if it is possible, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours.
耶稣是这么祷告的，他说：“主啊，如果你愿意，求你把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
Jesus went to the cross for you and me.Because he knew it was God's plan.
耶稣他为了我们，为了你和我，他上了十字架，因为他知道说这是神的旨意。
Moses knew he could not take the offer of blessings. He had to put the people of Israel first.
摩西知道说他不能接受这个祝福，他必须把以色列民放在他的前面。
When we pray, we're praying, my needs are secondary.
当我们祷告的时候，我们的祷告是要说，我们的自己个人的需要是第二顺位的。
We're saying instead that the needs of this world or this person that we're praying for and the glory of your name, Lord, is what matters.
那我们祷告的意思，那时候是说，什么是重要的呢？是这个人，是这个世界，是神的荣耀才是最重要的。
The second thing we learn is that prayer comes from desperation and need.
第二事情我们学到的是说，祷告是来自一个绝望和一个需要。
Somebody else once said, "Everything in God's store is on the bottom shelf. You have to get on your knees to get it."
曾经有人说，在神你所需要的一切事情，在神的店铺里面，都是在那个架子的最底层。你必须要屈膝跪下来，才能够拿得到。
We approach God in humility, desperate for Him to answer.
那我们带着一个谦卑和一个绝望来到神面前，请求他来听到他的回应。
Just think of those who asked Jesus for healing.
那我们来想想看，圣经里面讲到一些例子，那些人请求神的医治。
Jairus, a religious leader, knelt before Jesus.
那耶鲁在圣经里面，他是一个宗教的领袖，他在神面前跪下来。
Four men smashed through a roof.To lower their paralyzed friend to Jesus.
那有四个男人，他们破了一个教会聚会的屋顶，把他们瘫痪的朋友从一个床垫上面把他放下来，就是为了看到耶稣。
The blind man Bartimaeus would not shut up until Jesus noticed him.
那巴迪买的那个女人，她不可能住嘴，她不停止一直呼喊神的名字，直到耶稣听到了她。
The Canaanite woman whose daughter was demon possessed answered back.When Jesus seemed to put her down.
那还有迦南的妇人，她的女儿被鬼所附了，她一直呼喊的，她觉得神没有注意到她，说她一直回答的神，她回答耶稣的问题。
None of these cared how undignified or misunderstood they looked.
这些人他们不在乎他们自己或觉得很不光彩或是被误解。
They did not care about shame or ridicule.
他们不怕说会被觉得就很丢脸，或是觉得被很嘲笑。
They knew their hope was only in Jesus.
他们知道他们唯一的希望是耶稣。
Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 25 says that Moses lay prostrate before God for 40 days and nights, praying for the Israelites.
那申命记九章二十五节讲到说，耶稣他啊，摩西他在神面前伏敬拜四十昼夜，为以色列人求。
He was desperate and determined.
他是非常坚定的，但是他也非常绝望的。
One of the most formative books of my Christian life was about a man from Wales.
那在形成我基督徒生命的有一个书里面讲到有一个人，他是从威尔斯来的。
Rhys Howells came from a poor family. He left school at 12 to work in the mines.
他的名字是讲是 Rhys， 他从一个很贫穷的家庭里面出来。那他在十二岁的时候就离开学校，然后到一个矿坑去工作。
He never had much, but he walked with God.
他一向都很穷，但是他一路与神同行。
And his life was marked by prayer.
他的生命都以祈祷为一个标志。
Daily, for hours, he would pray.
每天他祷告很多很长的时间。
And in his biography, he says this about prayer.
那在他的自传里面，他讲到他怎么样形容祈祷，他这么说。
God always shows you all the difficulties when he is going to do anything through you.
神当他要透过你来做事情的时候，他会展现给你看所有的困难。
God always shows you all the difficulties when he's going to do something through you.
在神要透过你来做工的时候，他会把所有的困难展现在面前让你看到。
Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by all the difficulties.
有时候我自己都觉得说对于困难我觉得很压得喘不过气来。
And then I remember Rhys Howell's words.
那我想起来 Rhys 他所讲的话。
And I'm challenged to pray, to call out to God.
所以我就知道我要更要祷告，我来呼召神，呼求神。
God can shine through and beyond the difficulties.
神的光能够透越，能够跨过了这些的困难。
So how desperate are we for our families?
所以我们希望我们的自己家人能够多好呢？我们多么绝望的想知道呢？
For our city.
或是为我们的城市呢？
For our nation,
为我们的国家呢？
For this world,
为这个世界呢？
For our church,
为我们的教会呢？
For fellow believers,
为我们的一些平信徒呢？
And for God's glory,
还为神的一个荣耀呢？
These things can seem overwhelming, but everything in God's store is on the bottom shelf. You have to get on your knees to get it.
这些事情可能让你觉得很喘不过气来，但是所有的事情在神的店铺里面都是在一个架子的最底层，你必须屈膝跪下来，在神面前祈求才拿得到。
Is it time to come out at 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings to the great hour of prayer?
是不是在礼拜六是应该是礼拜六十点时候一起参加教会祷告会的时候的呢？
Third thing that we learn is that Moses' prayer is audacious.
那第三件我们学到说，摩西他的祷告是非常大胆的。
How many of us have heard kids say, "But you said"?
那我们多少有听到说神，我们的孩子曾这么对我们讲说，可是你这么说。
Children have a way of reminding us of what we promised.
那孩子他们有个方法能够提醒我们，我们曾做过的应许。
In Exodus chapter 32, verse 13, Moses reminds God of his promise to Abraham in Genesis 22, verse 17.
那在出埃及记三十三章十四节的时候，摩西他提醒了神，在出埃及记里啊，在创世纪里面对他做的一个应许。
And here are the words of God's promise.
这边是神是这么说的。
I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever.
我必叫你的子孙多起来。如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
Moses reminds God of God's promise.
摩西他提醒神，神他做过的应许。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 26 and 27, Moses reminds God that the Israelites are your people, your own inheritance that you redeemed.
那在申命记第九章二十六到二十七节的时候，摩西又提醒神说：“以色列人，他们是你的产业，是你用大力救赎的。”
Moses knows that God is a forgiving God, so he will plead with God.
因为摩西知道神他是一个宽恕的神，所以他会请求神。
And here's the staggering thing.
那这是很奇怪的事情，那个竞争性事情就是这样子的。
God first says that he will destroy the Israelites. That's in Deuteronomy 9, verse 25.
那一开始在申命记九章二十五节，神他说他会毁灭了以色列人。
Moses then pleads with God.
然后摩西就求神。
In Exodus 32, verse 14, it says that God relents. God changes his mind. He will not destroy the Israelites.
那在出埃及记三十二章十四节里面讲到说，神他的口气变缓和了，他说他不会毁灭了以色列人。
However, now God will not go with the Israelites to the promised land. That's Exodus 33, verse 3.
但是在接下来的在出埃及记三十二章十四节里面，神讲到说，他并不会，他就不会跟以色列人一起到应许的迦南美地。
And Moses again pleads with God.
再一次，摩西在神面前请求神。
And then in Exodus 33 verse 14, God says he will go with the Israelites.
那在出埃及记三十三章十四节里面，神就讲到说 ，OK， 他会跟以色列人一起到迦南美地。
Moses is audacious in his prayer.
摩西在他祷告里面，他是非常大胆的。
It looks like Moses is asking God to change his mind.
感觉起来摩西是要求神一直改变他的心意。
But in reality, Moses is calling on God to remain the same.
但是其实事实上是说，摩西他呼求神，他要保持他原来的样子，要一样。
It's as if he is saying to the Lord, "You are the forgiving God."So be who you are, Lord.
他就是这么说，说神，你是那宽恕的神，你就像你原来的样子吧。
We may find this conversation between Moses and God perplexing.
我们可能觉得摩西跟神的这个对话里面是非常让人很困扰的。
Does God really need reminding of His promises?
神真的需要我们来提醒他他所做过的应许吗
？Can God really change His mind?
神真的会改变他的心意吗
？But these questions serve no purpose.
这些问题是没有意义的。
What we are presented with in these scriptures is this.
那我们在从经文里面看到的是这样的意思。
In prayer, we can take God seriously, and He takes us seriously.
在祷告里面，如果你对神是非常认真的，那神也会对你很认真的。
Does this not give us a different understanding of prayer?
这个有没有提供给我们一个对祷告有不同一个方法的一个认知呢？
In prayer, we are grappling with the glory, majesty, power, grace, and love of God.
那在祷告的时候，我们是跟神的爱、神的宽恕、神的怜悯、神的大能来做一个搏斗。
Prayer is not cheap shopping list type requests.
那祷告并不是一个很廉价的一个像购物清单式的一个要求。
Prayer probes the very heart of God.
祷告是来探索神的心。
Let me finish with one other comment.
接下来我用这后面的话来结束。
The Bible teaches that we have one who intercedes for us, Jesus Christ.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们当中有一个人为我们做代祷，就耶稣基督。
We are like the unfaithful Israelites, pursuing our interests, snubbing God's love and grace.
那我们就像那不忠贞的以色列人。我们寻求别的一个兴趣，我们冷落了神的爱和恩典。
And God would fully be in His rights to destroy us.
神有绝对的权利可以毁灭了我们。
But He doesn't.
但是他没有这么做。
In Exodus 32, verse 32, Moses asked God to forgive Israel.
在出埃及记三十二章三十二节时候，摩西他祷告神要原谅以色列人。
But if God will not, Moses asks that he be condemned instead.
如果神不原谅以色列人的时候，摩西跟神说，那就责难，就刑罚他吧。
Blot me out of the book you have written, says Moses.
摩西这么说，在你所写的名册上面把我的名字涂抹掉吧。
Moses never had to face that reality.
摩西他不需要面对这样的一个事情。
God was merciful to him.
因为神对他非常的怜悯。
But Jesus did face that reality.
但是耶稣为这个付上了代价。
Romans 5 verse 8 says, But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节讲到说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Christ takes the punishment our sin deserves, and in Him we go free.
基督耶稣他为我们的罪付上了代价，他钉上了十字架，所以我们可以得自由。
And Jesus becomes our sacrifice, and now he sits at God's right hand interceding for us.
耶稣他为我们牺牲了他的命，他的生命，他现在坐在神的右边，他为我们祷告。
Hebrews 7 verse 25 says Jesus is about to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them.
希伯来书7章25节讲到说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Moses prayed and pleaded before God for Israel.
摩西他在神面前为以色列人祷告。
Jesus did so much more.
耶稣做了更多。
He went to the cross for you and for me.
他为你和我，他钉上了十字架。
He took our place.
他取代了你我的位置。
And he brought us into relationship with God forever.
他将你和我带进到跟神建立一个永久的关系里面。
We have the privilege of knowing so much more than Moses.
我们有这个优势，我们可以比摩西知道的更多。
He prayed calling upon God's mercy.
摩西他祷告求神的怜悯。We
can pray because God has demonstrated his mercy in self-sacrifice.
我们可以祷告，因为神自己他的牺牲，然后展现了他的怜悯。We
have only to look at the cross to see the depths that God goes to.
我们只要看到十字架，就看到神爱的多深度。We
can pray with confidence that God will do anything to see his glory and grace triumph.
我们可以很有信心的祷告，神会做一切的事情，让他的恩典和怜悯可以得到胜利。We
can pray because Jesus intercedes for us.
我们可以祷告，因为耶稣为你我们代祷。Henry
was a missionary working in remote areas of Africa in the 1920s and 1930s.
那亨利呢？他是在1920年和1930年代，在非洲一个很遥远的一个村落里面工作，那个一个宣教士。
He taught people to read.
他教导人们能够认字。
And in every village he worked, a school was built.
那每个他去到的一个村落呢，他都建立一个学校。
Made out of bamboo and a thatched roof.
那些学校呢，可能就是有一些林间的小道，还有用茅草盖成的小房子。
But everywhere Henry was opposed by the local witch doctors.
但是他每到那个地方呢，他被那个当地的一个巫医呢，他们就压迫他。
They saw what Henry was doing as a threat to their religion. One time, a local witch doctor told Henry that if he did not leave the village, the tribe's god would burn the school down. Now, Henry was not afraid of the tribal gods, but he was concerned that the witch doctor might try to set the school on fire.
那是亨利的，他并不怕他们这个部落的一个神，但是他很害怕的是说这个巫医会做什么事情呢？
So it came as a shock when in the early hours of that following morning, lightning hit the school and burned it to the ground.
但是很令人惊讶的是隔天早上呢，有一个闪电，那个闪电刚好雷击到那个学校，把那个学校烧个精光。
The witch doctor and his followers appeared and told Henry to leave.
所以这个巫医跟他们村民都来到这个地方，亨利面前跟他说，请你离开。
But in a sudden outburst of God-given boldness, Henry said that the God of the Bible, was more powerful than the village God.
但是神借着神给他的是一个胆量呢，亨利就跟他那些人讲说，他说，我的神就是那个圣经里面讲的那个神，比你们还要更有能力。
And Henry said that God would destroy the village totem pole by lightning that very night.
他跟他们讲说，我的神呢，今天晚上呢，会把你们的村落的那个图腾的柱子呢，烧个精光。
As soon as the witch doctor had gone, Henry wondered what on earth he had done.
当那个村民都走了以后， Henry 他就觉得说，我到底做了什么事情？
Everyone in the village had heard what Henry had said.
但是说的村民就听到了亨利他所讲的话。
There was no going back. All he could do was pray.
这话不能够再收回来了，他能够做的事情就是祷告。
And pray he did.
他真的这么祷告。
Early the following morning, there was a great flash of lightning, and that totem pole was burned from top to bottom.
隔天早上，真的有个闪电雷击到这个柱子，图腾的这个柱子上，那个图腾的柱子呢，就被烧个精光。Henry
stayed.
说亨利他留下来了。
The school was rebuilt.
学校又被再建盖起来了。
The people learned to read.
村民学会了认字。
And they believed in Henry's God.
他们也相信了亨利的他的神。
Prayer means that we take the back seat.
祷告的意思是说我们坐在后座。
Prayer comes from desperation.
祷告必须来自一个很绝望。
Prayer is audacious.
祷告是要很大胆的。
Prayer remembers that Jesus intercedes for us.
祷告是要记得耶稣他为我们祷告代祷。
This Lent, let's call out to God with these kinds of prayers.
在这个大斋期里面，那我们带着这样的态度来到神面前的哭求神。
And God will be glorified in our midst.
神在我们当中会得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.